Airchecks.com. Radio's greatest hits.
Your number one radio station. A Connecticut tradition for over 60 years.
It's happened again over at P.T. Barnum. Good morning, I'm Bob Michaels. For the second straight night, gunshots have taken a life at the West Side Project. 20-year-old Lawrence Bush, believed to be a resident, is the latest victim. Police say he was shot twice in what cops believe was an incident that started with an argument over money. The killing's under investigation, and there are no suspects right now. The night before at Barnum, 30-year-old Richard Gardner was killed by a gunshot to the back, and a 16-year-old city youth, Michael Stinson, has been booked in that one. It's been a violent time in Bridgeport recently, 5 homicides in a period of about 2 weeks. It's been almost 2 months since a Stratford senior citizen was killed in her home on Wickland Avenue, and try as they have, police haven't been able to crack the murder of Margaret Woodring. Now the state's helping with a $20,000 reward. Governor O'Neill has promised the money for information leading to the arrest of whoever strangled and beat the woman. There have been suspects, according to police, but not enough evidence to actually make an arrest. 10:02 at WICC. The United Airlines crash in Iowa is keeping investigators and rescue crews busy this morning. One group is looking for answers as to why the DC-10 came crashing down. The others looking for the bodies of all those who perished, a number expected to be well above 100.
The biggest chunk of aircraft is a piece of rear fuselage turned on its side near the end of the runway. It's about as long as a semi-tractor trailer and about 25 feet in diameter. The white plane body is smeared with gray-black soot. The windows and that characteristic United Airlines orange and blue stripe are aimed up toward the sky. About 50 yards away, against the backdrop of dark green shoulder-high corn, is a burned-up engine. Another 100 yards from that is a second blackened engine, and 400 yards down the flight path and into a field. Police have set up a yellow tape encircling giant shards of metal twisted into an indistinguishable mass of wreckage. Witnesses say it is here that the plane hit the ground. Ted Hampson, Sioux City, Iowa.
A couple of minutes from now, President Bush is to deliver an address marking the 20th anniversary of the first American moonwalk. And they say that in it, he'll support the idea of going to Mars, having first set up a permanent U.S. base on the lunar surface. The president is not expected to put the U.S. on the kind of crash course that John Kennedy did for the trip to the moon, nor will he probably outline the cost of such an undertaking. This may be a reason why. The head of NASA says if the president wants to put astronauts on Mars, the space agency will have to be rebuilt. Richard Truly says NASA's workforce has shrunk by more than half since the days of Apollo. It would take $30 billion a year to plan a Mars mission. Bush has proposed spending a little over $13 billion on NASA during the next fiscal year. William French has gotten the call to be Fairfield school superintendent, at least for a little while. The 66-year-old former New Canaan school chief will be paid $84,000 a year to fill in until a permanent replacement for Larry Doherty is found. Former HUD Secretary Samuel Pierce will testify at least twice more before a housing subcommittee investigating the scandal there. The panel's chairman says Pierce will face questions about his testimony that he was not involved in approving questionable projects. Other former employees have contradicted him. And the House Ethics Panel convenes today to consider charges against Newt Gingrich. He's the Republican who brought the charges that led to Speaker Jim Wright's resignation. Gingrich faces accusations that a book deal violated campaign finance laws and House rules on outside income. A look at the baseball activity from Wednesday. The Red Sox were winners over the Rangers 4-0. The White Sox drubbed the Yankees 11-5 in their first game and never got to do their stuff in the second. That game was rained out. And the Mets were easy winners over Houston 8-2. Connecticut Daily lottery number is 865. The Play 4 combination is 8283. Now WICC AccuWeather for Fairfield and New Haven counties.
Mostly cloudy the rest of this day with some showers and thundershowers now moving into western New Jersey, coming across southwestern Connecticut from mid-morning into the afternoon. High temperature will be around 75 in Bridgeport and right near the Sound everywhere. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, brief end to the showers with a low 67. Variable cloudiness, a leftover shower tomorrow with a high 77. Saturday, partly sunny, warm and humid. We can't rule out a late-day thundershower, but the odds are pretty slim. High temperature, 80 to 84. I'm meteorologist Norm MacDonald, WICC AccuWeather.
And right now, at 69 degrees, repeating our top story, The second homicide in as many nights at Bridgeport's P.T. Barnum apartment complex, a 20-year-old resident, is the latest victim. Next news at 11 o'clock, bulletins at once. I'm Bob Michaels, and now back to Soupy Sales on Radio 60 WICC.
WICC.
I guess I better open the door, right?
Go ahead.
There's a horsey out there.
Yeah. And I'd like to borrow some money for the horse there, for money for the subway, for me and my horse.
You gonna borrow money for you and a horse for the subway?
That's right.
Well, don't you know it's against the law to take a horse on a subway?
Well, I know, but you get sick riding the bus.
All right. Good morning, everybody. I'm Soupy Sales. I'm sitting in here for a couple of days until the regular guy with a regular job shows up, John LaBarca. And I hope you'll stick with us and join us because we're coming apart. We're going to be here till 3 o'clock, and we'll be taking calls on the phone. We'll talk about anything you like. And what's so great that this is Say Hi to a Stranger Day in Bridgeport. So why don't you all turn to the person next to you, shake his hand, and say, "Hi, stranger." And that goes for you people listening to me in bed. All right. Good morning, everybody. This is Soupy Sales sitting in till 3 o'clock today and tomorrow, and I hope you'll join us both days. And it's a pleasure to be here. And here are five good reasons why you should stay tuned to me all day here on WICC. I'm cheaper than lobster. I'm legal in most states. My show contains no cancer-causing ingredients. I'm an equal opportunity entertainer, and my show adds inches to your bus line. So anyway, and my guy that's helping me out this morning, Ken Marshall, is over here. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Soupy?
Fine. How you doing?
You know, it's a pleasure to meet you. It really is. It's my pleasure.
He picked me up this morning and in his mother's car.
He didn't take the Mercedes. Wait,
the Mercedes is in the shop. I'm sorry,
in the shop. That's it. That's okay. Listen, and we're going to be taking calls. We've got a lot of things to do. Now, I was talking earlier to Jim Buchanan through his interpreter, and we were talking about two famous people who had been born here in Bridgeport, not around Stratford and all around.
Okay, in Bridgeport.
Yeah, and Robert Mitchum was the guy, and I was talking about the opera singer. You know who it is?
I give up.
Well, maybe, you know, if somebody knows, they give us a call, and we'll ease it along. And you want to give us a call, we'll talk about anything you like. It's 333-WICC, and let me see. I want to thank Danny Lyons, who took us to dinner last night with Storm and Norman over at Grazzi's.
Right. Oh, I was going to say McDonald's. No, huh?
No.
No.
That was afterwards.
Oh, I see.
No, you want to know something? We went to this place called Cahoots last night in the hotel, and they had a beauty contest, and Storm and Norman MC, and I was the judge, see? and see, what happened was, see, the first girl smiled at me, the second girl winked at me, and the third girl blew me a kiss. The fourth girl won. But it's not. Anyway, let's see. Oh, at noontime today, we got a friend of mine, Billy Wynn, who performs over at the Treehouse for my friend Brad Axelrod. I just worked a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
So he's going to be dropping around at noontime. He's going to bring me a sandwich and a prayer. and we'll be having a lot of fun telling some jokes and doing some things. I got to say hello to the lady in the gift shop over at the hotel this morning. I went to her and I said, listen to this. I said, "Do you keep stationery?" She says, "For a few minutes, then I go crazy."
I'm walking.
Fats Domino, I'm walking. That's great. You know, it was really funny. I was just out in California, and I was doing a pilot for a television show called, strange enough, From Soup to Nuts. It's a combination laugh-in and Saturday Night Live. And so in the sketch that I did, I worked with the guy who played the general on Hogan's Heroes, Leon somebody. And so the bit is that we're sitting watching this television show, and he doesn't like it, and I do. And he's wearing the helmet and the old German outfit. He's like 82 years old, you know. And so I was at the hotel, so the waiter comes over, and he says, "I'm walking." I says, "Are you Fats Domino?" That was his name, Walking. That was, you know, from Korea, you know. So this friend of mine came over, and I says, "If you can guess what his name is," I said, "I'll give you $100, and it's from a Fats Domino Rick Nelson hit." Mm-hmm. And he was saying everything else. And at the end, I said, tell him what your name is. He says, I'm walking. Anyway, I guess you had to be there. I wish I was
one
there.
Of those
no,
things.
But
just
this is even
things.
Better. Anyway, oh, listen, I do want to thank all the wonderful folks here at WICC for making me feel very much at home. They, you all see my great dressing room they gave me. I don't need six sinks, but anyway. And here it is, July, the month when summer camp counselors the world over take a solemn vow never to become parents. Did you ever go to camp when you were young?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't.
I didn't either. My brother, my older brother, because my older brother always gets to do everything. I never, but you want to know something? I
now, what's your older brother's name?
Leonard.
Okay.
Yeah. The last time I talked to him, his name. He's a lawyer in Ohio. It's with a firm there called Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. And he walks around in his briefs. And he, but you know what? I never wanted to go to camp. I liked it at home. Man, the service was great. You always had fresh laundry. You always had breakfast on the table. You didn't have to swat too many mosquitoes. But you want to know something? They didn't have air conditioning till about 1949. See, you guys are young, and you don't realize you grew up with that. But so the thing is, it was always hot. So I'd say, gosh, Mom, I said, it's really hot. And my mother, who was really smart, she'd say, sleep with your head on the foot of the bed. And you know why she did that? Because the window was always at the foot of the bed. You know, you didn't sleep with your head up the, you know, foot of the bed, because
right, sure,
you never knew when somebody would come walking by and go, yeah, yeah, you know, and grab you, you know. So, but anyway, that's it. Let's see. We're going to be here till 3 o'clock. A lot of great changes. You know, I ran into my friend John LaBarca, who starts July 31st in this spot from 10 to 3. And, of course, Jim Buchanan, he goes into, what, 3 to 7?
Mm-hmm.
Not too good odds for Jim. And Tim Quinn's going to be the morning man, 6 to 10. And but Danny Lyons is here. See, Danny took us to dinner last night at Grazzi's. There. That's a good restaurant. You know that?
Very nice.
You know, it's, but you embarrassed me. The waitress came over, and Danny says, will my spaghetti be long? And she says, I don't know. We never measure it.
Oh, man.
Your number one radio station, WICC.
Like to get your hooks into a 1989 Saab Turbo from Saab of Westport, New England's number one Saab dealer. A fabulous trip for two to Hawaii, courtesy of American Airlines. Something special in the air. A $5,000 gift certificate from Ed Mitchell of Westport. A $3,000 shopping spree valid at any store in Trumbull Shopping Park. Not to mention a guaranteed minimum of $30,000 in cash prizes. You can in WICC's 7th Annual Greatest Bluefish Contest on Earth. Coming Saturday, August 19th and Sunday, August 20th. Get ready, get registered, and cast your fate to the sound with Radio 60, WICC.
I'm here with Dave Bishop, General Manager of Key Hyundai. Dave, with the average price of a new car over $12,000, it's easy to spend too much. And let's face it, everyone needs reliable transportation.
That's why at Key Hyundai, we have 11 models under $8,000. And this summer, we've introduced a new version of our Excel to give the customer the greatest value possible.
Dave, I know you're excited about this new model. Tell us about it.
Everybody is yelling about low base prices, but it's all hype just to get you in the showroom to see a stripped-down model. For just $79.95, we can deliver a four-door sedan with automatic transmission and air conditioning. This is the lowest-priced four-door automatic in America, period.
Sounds like you have no competition.
We don't when you consider all the other features. Interval wipers, rear defroster, a full-size spare, tinted glass, and over 60 other standard features. And remember, Key Hyundai is the top volume Hyundai dealer in Connecticut and is ranked number one in sales and service satisfaction.
Key Hyundai, Barnum Avenue, directly on the Bridgeport Stratford town line.
All right, let's see. The time right now is about 10:20. I was looking for the weather.
We lost the weather. How could we lose the weather?
It's really yucky out there. I'll tell you that. Yeah, you better take a raincoat if you're going out, or an umbrella, because it's sort of drizzly out there. Yes, see, I thought I could have that here. Anyway,
it's listen, raining.
It's raining, that's it. Yes.
It's raining.
It's raining. What can I tell you, folks? It's raining. Where did we have that? And the number, if you want to give us a call, is 333-WICC for the moment. Is this it? No, this isn't it. This is...
What is it?
The 8 a.m., noon, and 4 p.m. trips from Port Jefferson will be canceled, as will a 7:45 p.m. trip Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
The weather appears.
That's right. Here it is. It's going to be mostly cloudy with showers and thunder showers today. High of 75. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with showers. Low 67. Variable cloudiness with the possibility of a shower tomorrow. High 77. Saturday, partly sunny, warm and humid. High 80 to 84. It's 60 degrees. The humidity is 81. Our winds are from the east at 3 miles per hour. High tide at 110. Low tide at 125. And it is... Oh, and the daily number was 865, and play 4 is 8283. I had 10 tickets on the lotto from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania lottery last night?
Was $55 million.
That much?
I really am glad I didn't win, because that put me in a higher bracket. And I'd have big trouble with my taxes.
Right.
Yeah. But I was going to take you to lunch. I love when somebody wins. I didn't get one number. I did not get... And they give you, like... 10 numbers to get 7 out of them. I didn't have one number. I always love when somebody wins. They always say, what are you going to do with the money? And the guy won $22 million a few months ago in New York. He says, well, I'm going to get my secondhand car fixed. I want to take a cab and go over his house and slap his face. Yeah, I love this guy in Chicago that won $44 million a few years ago. And they said, what are you going to do with the money? He says, I'm going to try and pay off some bills. Mm-hmm. I said, what the hell do you buy, a rocket ship to the moon? Yes, honey, we got to pay off a few $3 million bills we got here.
Stealth bomber.
stealth bomber. That's it. He could have become a partner. Anyway, but we're going to be around to 3, so you see what your day is going to be like. We're going to take some calls in a minute, but first let me tell you about some wonderful things going over at Wayside Appliance and Home Entertainment Department, because Wayside's Appliance and Home Entertainment Department has great savings on energy-saving carrier room air conditioners. With higher energy costs, you need more efficient cooling, and of course we know that. And every energy efficient carrier air conditioning room unit is designed and engineered to save you money by squeezing extra cooling power from every kilowatt. And these are energy efficient room air conditioners, and Wayside's Appliance Department has tagged them for extra special values during July, but hurry, supplies are limited. And right now, Wayside's Appliance has money-saving carrier room air conditioners just right for every room in your house or apartment. So go over there, take a look, and see what's right for your room and what's right for your pocketbook, because they can really save you some money, because they're all tagged for special saving. Save now. Save every time you enjoy the wonderful cooling comfort of a carrier room air conditioner. There's a super special over there, an A5000 BTU 115 volts carry cool by carrier for only $199.95 while they last. So you come to Wayside's Appliance and Home Entertainment Department now for cooling comfort without high costs. And Wayside's Appliance, located at 1650 Boston Post Road in Milford, Connecticut. And man, you do need an air conditioner. You just can't...
We found that out this morning,
yes,
didn't we?
Yes, we did. This is air conditioned here. I've never seen air in such condition in my life as they
right here.
But that's okay. Don't get me wrong. I love WICC. And it just says, please repeat.
Yeah, your new home for 2 days.
My new home for 2 days. Radio 60. It's been around a long time, really.
Yeah, 64 and years.
64 years. You know, there are very few stations that have been around this long. You know, I think there's KDKA in Pittsburgh and maybe WHAS in Louisville. Now, I worked at NBC. They'd been around, but that's no longer. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of a shame. It's like a... You know, it's like the changing times, you know. And all right, let's take a call.
You want to take a call?
Yeah,
I think we got Kathy on one and John on two.
Okay.
Let's take hello.
Okay. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, Sophie. I am so excited today.
Thank you. I am too. What are you excited about?
I'm excited because you're on the air.
Oh, aren't you nice? What do you do?
Oh, you know me. I'm a big Frankie Valli fan.
Oh, yes. That Kathy. Get security.
Okay.
Yes.
Calm in
there. Oh, yeah. She
How
is the biggest
doing?
Kathy. Fine, thanks. She's the biggest Frankie Valli fan in the United States. And so what's Frankie up to now?
Well,
he's about up to 5 foot
right.
four.
About a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
And he looks great. He sounds great. We had a very nice reunion.
Yeah.
It was just great. Wonderful.
Oh, that's great. So what have you been doing?
I've been working, playing. I've been up to my antics.
Up to your antics?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a new name for it. What have you been doing? Tell me, have you been up in the mountains? I mean, you...
Well, I finally went to that Niagara Falls trip.
Niagara Falls?
Me.
Yeah.
Remember when you gave that to me? When I won the
Yes, you won a contest.
I won it in 1986.
Yeah.
But I couldn't go because of my foot.
Yes.
And then I went the next year.
I told you to quit biting your nails. Yeah, go ahead.
So anyway, I had a wonderful time. It was very nice.
Did you get married up there?
No. Oh. I didn't meet anybody.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wanted to tell you, you reminded me of something earlier about the gum on the seat.
The gum on the seat, yeah.
When you had to stick around?
Yeah.
Well, I remember, it reminds me of a time when I sat down, I went to a nightclub and I sat down and there was somebody put gum on the seat and I couldn't get up. It was terrible.
Yeah, that's terrible, isn't it?
It was awful.
Yeah, okay, you know what we're going to get on for? We'll get on to Frankie Valli number four.
Okay,
in a little bit. Hey, nice talking with you, Kathy.
Okay,
you have a nice day.
Okay.
Who else we got on the line?
We got a line two. Hello, hi, you're on WICC with Soupy Sales.
Hi, Soupy, how you doing?
Fine, who's this?
This is John from Trumbull.
Hi, John, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
I loved your old show, and I'm, you know, real happy to listen to you today. I love listening to you. You're great.
Thank you.
Really wonderful.
That's right, you're not in school today, are you?
Right, right.
What school do you go to?
Madison Middle School.
Yeah, what grade are you in there?
Sixth, so I'm going in the seventh this year.
Oh, you know the seventh grade is really a great grade. Like the junior high school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The eighth grade was always tough, but the ninth, the seventh and the ninth are always the easiest. Like the tenth grade is always easy, but the 11th is tough and the 12th is easy.
Well, I got something to look forward to.
Yes, you sure have.
I wanted to bring up something. The first time I heard you was in 1982. I was on a major airline going to Denver, and you were on one of the stations on the headphones. I was listening to you, and the only part of the joke I can remember was you went to the cleaners with a coffee stain on your jacket.
I went to the cleaners. That sounds like, can you guess the tagline of a joke? I went to the cleaners with a coffee stain.
Yeah, and the cleaners couldn't get it out, and you were real mad. And that's
was that I remember I once had a spot removed. It was a tin spot. I'd left it in the jacket. I know they took it. I don't remember that, but maybe it'll come back to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, John, nice talking with you. Have a night. What are you going to do today now?
Well, I'm going to do some shopping because I'm going away tomorrow. We're going to Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Listen, do you like the dog races?
Yeah.
Oh, listen, let me tell you, when you go down there and you go to the dog races, when they come running by, jump up and holler heel.
All right.
Okay.
I'll keep that
Have
fine.
A nice day. Drives them crazy.
Radio 60, WICC.
Okay, there you have Frankie Valli, and for Kathy out there. This is Soupy Sales sitting in today and tomorrow here at WICC 60 on the dial. And they play great music. I was listening to it yesterday, and you know who was great? Marcia Simon.
She's great.
Yes, and she will follow me.
Okay.
Today. And
she will.
Yes, and she'll be followed by two guys and probably three people from the Internal Revenue.
It's so hard to keep a straight face.
I know it.
Get on with Soupy. Call. What's our number? 333-WICC.
Yeah, WICC. Oh, I was talking, and if you know the opposite thing, because I found out there were two people, famous people, born in Bridgeport. Not in surrounding areas, because there are a lot of famous people born in the surrounding areas, but a famous opera singer and a sweet lady.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe somebody knows.
We're still trying to find that out, aren't we?
Yeah. Anyway, let me see what else. Today, what'd you do July 4th?
What did I do? I think I worked, actually, in the working world.
Yeah.
I think I was working. What were you doing?
July 4th. I was looking for a 5th. No, I was watching the fight. Well, I have a great poem. July 4th has come and gone, and thoughts of it still linger. I held a firecracker in my hand. Has anyone seen my finger? But anyway, some people call and said, what have you been doing? Well, let's see. I was just at the Treehouse Comedy Store just a few weeks ago. That's a great place. You ought to go there. It's a great evening.
I've been there many times.
And my friend Chris Rush opens tonight there. He'll be there tonight, Friday and Saturday, so you want to go out and see him. And Billy Wynn, who will be my guest later on, works there all the time, so he'll be around. Let's see. Oh, yeah. I opened up a credit jewelry store in a trailer park. I didn't have too much luck with that. I lost
no.
my fortune. But you know how I made a lot of money? I got the Hemlock concession at the Dukakis headquarters. We got somebody on the phone?
Yeah, we got somebody.
Okay, let's take it.
Jan in West Haven. Hi, Jan. Are you there? You're on WICC with Soupy Sales.
Hi, Soupy.
Hi.
This is Jan from North Haven. How
hi,
you doing?
Jan. What do you do?
It's a pleasure to talk with you. I'm on vacation this week.
Oh.
I'm a computer operator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I like to go out with sales girls. Because when you kiss them goodnight, they say, will that be all? Well, that's good. What are you doing on your vacation?
Oh, not too much.
Yeah?
We had a bus trip scheduled. But unfortunately, that got canceled. But
yeah.
But we're having a good time nonetheless.
Yeah. So what do you do? You going swimming?
No, I don't swim. I'm not very good at that.
Yeah. How about floating?
Yeah, that I probably would be good at.
Yes. I figure if you know, that's it. I'm going to take my banker swimming so I can float alone. Yeah, go ahead, Jan.
Doopie, so, I just want to tell you, my twin sister Ellen and I were avid fans of yours back in the early 60s.
Yeah.
We used to drive Mom crazy. She used to have to get the lunch set up with the sound effects of the for the milk. And
yes, for the benefit of people who don't know what you're talking about, I used to do a show in the 50s and back in the 60s where if I had lunch with the kids and at the end of the show I would always tell them what we were going to have next week, next day. And if the parent mothers didn't have that lunch, the kids wouldn't eat the lunch, it was like start with a glass of orange juice, and then you'd have, we'd have a grilled cheese sandwich, and we'd have potato chips and a glass of milk and some Jell-O,
Oh, it was a great inspiration to us, I'll tell you.
Thank you. That's how you know when you're in an earthquake. Your Jell-O stands still. Well, listen, I hope you have a great time on your vacation.
Okay, Susie.
And I hope you'll keep listening to us here on WICC.
It was a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you. You have a nice day, Jan. Bye-bye.
You want to take some more calls?
Yes.
Plenty. Here. Hi, you're on WICC with Soupy Sales.
Yeah.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, Dottie.
Scotty?
Dottie. Yeah. Is the answer Mimi Benzel?
That's right. Mimi Benzel.
There you go.
That's who it was. She passed away quite a few years ago. But when I first came to New York, I did her show. She used to do a radio interview show. But she was a wonderful singer and a nice lady.
Yeah, she had a beautiful voice.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Wow.
Right.
Yeah. I'm glad you remembered that.
Well, actually, it was my husband.
Oh, really? Okay, that's good. That's cool. Well, thank you for calling, Dottie.
You're welcome.
Do you work, Dottie?
Yes, I manage a bridal shop.
Oh, now this is the big days of
weddings.
Of weddings. Yeah. That's they say June is the month of weddings.
No, not anymore.
No, that's right.
October.
July. Yes. Do you know that if all the honeymoon couples in America were put end to end, they'd be doing it all wrong?
Your number one radio station, WICC.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath.
Who's that by?
That's by Bobby Darin.
That's right, Bobby Darin.
Splish Splash.
Yeah, he did my television show in Detroit when he was 18 years old. He was working at a club there in Dearborn, making $100 a week. And you just knew he was going to be a big star.
Mm-hmm.
He was just great, really.
Did he know you were going to be a big star?
I never looked at it that way. Well, anyway, you used to be able to say, well, there are two ways of looking at it. One's through a keyhole and one's through a transom. But there are no more. You know what a transom is?
I don't think so.
Really? See, that's how old I am and how young you are. A transom was always in the hotels or in homes that was like a little thing over the door that you could open up that air would come through.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Transom. And also, like, looking through a keyhole. You can't look through any keyholes anymore because it used to be they used to have skeleton keys, and they had big keyholes and you could look through keyholes. And the worst thing is when you'd look through a keyhole and you'd see an eye looking back at you, then you knew you were in trouble. But they used to have big keys,
Right.
But you don't do that anymore. You can't. But anyway, listen, there's a lot of things I can tell you. When I was 30, I prayed for $1 million. And when I was 40, I prayed for $1 million. And when I was 50, I prayed for $1 million. And now that I'm in my 60s, I've come to two conclusions.
And what are they?
Either I'm praying for the wrong thing or God isn't picking up his messages. And I got to get him straightened out or else he's straightening me out. Listen, we're going to talk about...
Let's talk about it.
You want to know something? This is the easiest commercial to do, because when you're dealing and talking about Toyotas and Mazdas, mm-hmm. you're talking about a car that sells itself. So that's why the folks over at Westport Toyota Mazda have it made, because everybody always say, when are the Toyotas coming in? When are the Mazda? And when I go to California, that's the only place I go where I rent a car. That's the only place I can drive. You have to drive out there. You cannot wait for a cab, because you never see a cab. You see Cab Calloway once in a while, but you jump on his back and he'll holler, hidey, hidey, ho, and it'll drive you crazy. But so what I always do is rent a car and always get a Toyota. And they really drive. So let me ask you this. If you're looking for a car, then let me tell you, you should go to Westport Toyota Mazda. They're at 777 Post Road, the Lucky Sevens, and that's what it's going to be, because they carry two of the hottest lines of cars anywhere under one roof. And on Toyota, Toyotas. They got all Camrys, Corollas, and pickups in stock, and they're now all on sale for a dollar under dealer invoice. Hey, that's really some kind of a saving if you can do that. And, of course, the answer is that when it gets to be like the end of the month, I'll let you in on a little secret. They won't tell you.
Right.
That
they
have to make the quota for the, you know, because the next group starts coming in the first of the month. So like the last week or two of the month, they put these cars on sale and you can really hustle them and get a good deal because they got that new quota coming in and they want to be sure and get rid of the ones for that month, you know, because it's a big contest between those guys. So this is the time to get yourself a great deal on a Toyota or a Mazda.
Do they have air conditioning? So
yes, not like this. Don't drive it down here to the station.
No,
they have air conditioning. And of course, like I say, you'll get them all, you know, a dollar under dealer invoice. And, if you're looking to see the invoice, they'll show you one on request. And, of course, the reason they've been so successful all through the years, this is because it's Westport Toyota. So why don't you drive out and take a look and drive one and see how pretty those cars are. They're great. They drive great. So they got over $3 million worth of cars there, and they're looking to get rid of them. I'm telling you they are because the first of the month is coming along. So you can really, that's the time you should always go there to a place. They always give you good deals. And there's a great, tremendous selection of used cars with all the great new Toyotas and Mazdas they've sold, overflowing with great used cars traded in. There's Studebakers, Rolls Royces, whatever you're looking for, they've got it at Toyota Mazda of Westport. And so you give them a call, 777 Post Road. In Westport, you take exit 18, also known as the Sherwood Island Connector, off of I-95, the Connecticut Turnpike. And if you hit water, you went the wrong way. And if somebody hits me in the mouth, I know I'm talking the wrong way. So, listen, all these cars are being sold under invoice, and they're looking to blow them out. So get rid of the 89s to make room for the 90s. Boy, it sneaks up on you, doesn't it? Like cheap shorts.
We're not that far away from
1990. I know it. Anyway, so go over and see those folks at Westport Toyota and Mazda. 777 Post Road, the lucky sevens, and that's what you're going to be very much in luck in saving money. And that's what we're all looking to, save money. And let's see. What have we got? The time now is
19 minutes before 11 o'clock.
That's right. I should have known. The big hand is on. It's my Mickey Mouse, you know. It looks like he's doing semaphores, and that's when it's quarter to three. Yeah, he's doing exercise.
Right.
Okay. And Ken Marshall is helping me out here, and it's a pleasure to meet you. When are you on FM?
When am I on FM? Just weekends. Yeah. I'm nothing like you are, Soup.
Yeah. Well, I hope not. Nobody should be like...
No, I meant that as a compliment.
Yeah. I know that. You know what I was reading? I love the papers. I was reading the Bridgeport Post, and it says here, it says here in the Bridgeport Post that Luke Templeton of Norwalk, who is 92 years old, owes his existence to eating dog food. Now, doesn't that sound disgusting?
I don't get it.
Well, I look at it this way. Maybe Luke's been around so long because Alpo's been around so long. Do we have some people? I got to say, last night I was out with Storm and Norman and his wonderful wife, Annie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We all had dinner over at the Grazzi's. And Storm and Norman, now there's a guy. Even as a kid, Storm and Norman had charisma. And then he started dating girls and the charisma cleared up. And we're very happy about it. He's on FM. So they don't like, I guess, to talk about those things because AM and FM, but it's... And also, I want to thank all the wonderful guys from the ML Media, the new company that's taking over the station. They just sent me in flowers.
I saw them.
Yes, they really... So remind me not to lay down and cross my arms because they'll send in dirt. No, I met them, and they're really nice people. And you really... I mean, you talk about if you've liked WICC... all these 60-some years, you're going to love it in the future because they got nothing but great plans for the wonderful folks here in Bridgeport on this station. Oh, yeah. It's a pleasure, and you're going
to
like it.
Grew up listening to it. So
yeah.
Radio 60 WICC, and you're here now.
And I'm here.
People on the phone. You want to take some calls?
Yeah, let's take some calls.
We got Pam on line one. Hi, you're on WICC. Pam?
Hi.
Hi, you're with Soupy Sales.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
Good. You know, I was sitting here this morning listening to the radio and telling my daughter some of these stories about... all the memories that come back when I'm listening to you on the radio. I went to high school in the mid-60s.
Yeah.
And we graduated from high school in 67.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you that the hottest in thing was the Soupy Sales Show. And
yeah.
We're talking about 15 and 16-year-old kids here.
Yeah, knock on wood. Isn't that wonderful? It was always a big thrill. In fact, it's so wild because, you know, in those days, everybody said, well, it was a kid's show. But, you know, we had people from all ages listening.
Oh,
you know.
I mean, the first thing you did, you got home from school, you watched Soupy Sales. The next day, you go into biology class, and you got half the guys in the back doing Pookie and Hippie and White Fang, making those noises, driving the teachers insane.
Yeah. Well, that really wasn't so much of a drive as it was a short putt.
That's true. And I'm trying to explain to my daughter, and she says, I can't believe that you were in high school and you did stuff like that.
Well, you know what? It was, I tell you, in those days, there was very little physical live comedy.
Yes.
And of course, the fact is, and I work very close to the camera, and I never talk down to anybody,
yes,
you know, and you just talk. And the fact is, where I was doing a television show, but a knock on the door took me into a situation. That's where the Gary Shandling show got
mm-hmm.
that idea.
It
sure.
would be nothing
yeah,
to,
yeah.
you know, walk down the hall and see two guys standing there doing the lines from Philo Kovacs from the previous day, you know, memorizing.
Oh, yeah.
And being, doing
yeah. Oh, that's very flattering. You know, people will say, you know, does that bother you when we tell you that we watch you in a kid? That's the most flattering thing in the world, and I love it. I hope they never stop.
It was
you know?
Fantastic.
Well, thank you
terrific.
For calling.
Nice to talk.
Nice talk. You have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll pick up Bill. Hi, Bill. You're on WICC.
Hi, Soupy.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Good to have you in Bridgeport.
It's a pleasure to be here. I love Connecticut, and Bridgeport's always been very nice to me, so it was a pleasure.
Well, I got to tell you this. Well, be careful. Did you ever hear about the guy who swallowed the dollar bill? You know how his condition was? No change.
Bill, don't ever call here again.
Well, I want to take after Soupy and our also to departed friend Al, because I like your guys' sense of humor.
Well, thank you. That's, you know, that joke about the money and no change yet, that's like the old thing where the guy goes in to the doctor and he says, my baby just swallowed a bullet. And he says, yeah, what am I going to do? And the doctor says, don't point him at anybody. Have a nice day, Bill.
You too, Soupy.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, John, you're on WICC with Soupy Sales.
Yeah, I like to ask Soupy.
Yeah, John.
John,
yeah, this
is
Soupy.
Any?
Yeah.
Oh, Soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know that the record you made, The Mouse.
Yeah.
How many copies did you sell?
We sold a million.
Oh.
And if you didn't get one, you come down to WICC. I got 900,948 left. No, it
Goodness,
sold a... It
can't
was,
even find the record no more.
Yeah, it's a collector's item. And if you have the single, it's worth $35. And if you have the album, it's worth $100. But you know what? I have the record. Do you have a tape recorder?
Yes.
You know what? We got
it. Can you play it?
Yeah, we're going to play it. Can we play The Mouse? Well, we'll find it and we'll play it for you in just a little bit, okay?
Yeah, I'd like to know, you going to do any more television?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I'm filming a television show next week. You ever seen a show? It's on Saturdays at 10:30 on Channel 11. It's syndicated called Monsters.
Right.
Well, we're filming one next week that'll be on, I think, Halloween week, called The Farmer's Daughter. And
oh,
it's really wild, and I play the traveling salesman. We'll have to, Ken, we'll have to get that cue it up,
yeah,
on another thing.
Okay.
And so that'll be on this fall.
Oh,
and
that's good.
Yeah, and we, you know, doing a bunch of stuff like that.
You gonna make another record?
I don't know. It's, you know, when I was, see, I was never really a recording artist. I did like 6 albums, and to me that was like the frosting on the cake. I could never make a living doing records albums, but like when you have a show, you can do an album because, hey, you know, people watch the show.
The history of Top 40 Radio lives here. Airchecks.com.